afternoon. This is the Church of Scotland having an adventure. And we're on the South Coast. Right. See, that's what ordination vows do. And we're not very good at having adventures because we love God an awful lot, but we're very shy about it. We're probably the most cautious church in the universe. But we're sincere in our faith, but shy. So we don't have many adventures. So today's a kind of wee adventure. And what's here is something that you shouldn't do if you're shy. Because we wanted to get cakes because today is Pentecost. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Makes sense to have birthday cakes. And every boy and girl here, when this service is finished, the second it's finished, I want all of you to come here, pick up a whole tray of cakes, and you're not to eat them all. You're to give them away. Just go into the crowds and give the cakes away as a birthday gift from the church to everybody who's here and beyond. But I was saying that we're a shy kind of church, shy but sincere. And I get that because I'm pretty much an introvert myself who's just found himself in a rather strange job. And being an introvert, I found myself slightly embarrassed on Friday in a queue in Asda. Because if you're trying to buy 250 cakes, people notice. And I'm standing at the checkout counter with a trolley full of buns, fairy cakes and whatever. And the checkout girl, who was pretty sharp, said, "You having a party then?" Now, the guy in front of me had just gone out with two cases of Guinness. She didn't ask that to him. But she sees somebody with 250 cakes and she says, "So is there a party?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I suppose it is. The church is having a party." "Oh," she said, "where's that?" I said, it's at Hazelhead Park on Sunday. And she said, "And you're raising money," because she thought the cakes were going to be sold. And I said, "No, we're just giving them away." And that really got her attention. You're giving them away. Why? Because it's the birthday of the church. So we had a wee conversation, and then I got the cakes away, and they're here now. But if that lady is here today, I want to say to you, in fact, to all of us, this Pentecost thing is a beautiful thing. This lady over here, Emily, who's been quietly painting throughout the service, is the best way to understand what God is wanting to do at Pentecost. Emily is an artist. God is a cosmic artist. And it's God's desire and it's God's wish that he crafts something of beauty from our lives. Now, artists work with different materials. An artist working with stone or wood will chip away till out of that inanimate object something beautiful begins to appear, something emerges, a thing of beauty. And there the artist takes things away to make something beautiful. We all have in our lives certain personality traits and characteristics that we don't like. It's not about self-loathing, we just realize we're not perfect. It's partly the work of the Holy Spirit to remove that dark side, that ugliness, that hardness, and in time make something of beauty. And other artists work with a blank canvas and put watercolors or oils onto that and create a thing of beauty by putting something onto it, just as the Holy Spirit seeks to create something of beauty by pouring his Spirit upon us so that gradually the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, patience, kindness, compassion, goodwill, gentleness, these begin to be seen in our life. God is the artist. We are the medium. And it is God's intention that something of the love of heaven be seen in our lives on earth. That's his intention. That is what Pentecost means. God, the cosmic artist, does not do ugly in our lives. And sometimes it's a lifetime's project, but in our lives, something of the reality, something of the beauty of heaven is to be seen on earth in the lives we live. That is Pentecost. That is what we celebrate today.